Great. Hi, everybody. This is Lynn Coles from KOOP. We're doing in-touch interviews to keep people informed about community groups and organizations and individuals who are doing good work during COVID-19. And this is a difficult, it's been a difficult couple of weeks, especially with the Juneteenth holiday coming up with lots of demonstrations about racial injustice and systemic oppression and racism in offices here in Austin, Texas, and around the nation and around the world. So we're happy to be speaking with our Black community members about their reactions to our current situation, and also to share people's feelings about the upcoming Juneteenth holiday here in Austin. So I've got with me, I'm joined by Gary Spence, who is a local author and a general man about town who knows just about everybody. Gary, thanks so much for joining us. It's really a pleasure to be talking to you today.
Thank you, Lynn. I'm happy to talk to you too.
Awesome. So Gary, how long have you lived in Central Texas?
Well, I'm a native Texan, mm-hmm. and born in San Antonio, but I've been living in Austin since 1975.
Wow.
So I've been here a while. My father was born here, so I already had some ties to the city. But when I went to school up in Houston, at the University of Houston, and then came to Austin right after I graduated.
Awesome. What made you pick Austin out of all the places in Texas or even the U.S.?
Well, I was going to grad school, and I applied to a few places. Applied to U of H, thinking I was going to stay in Houston, but I got accepted to UT Law School,
mm-hmm.
and came down here, and I had family and friends in Austin and just thought it would be a good place to study, a great school, and still close to my parents down in San Antonio. So,
right on.
Seemed to make sense.
Yeah. How's Austin been? That's such a broad question. How's Austin changed in the last 35 years?
Oh, it's changed a lot. It's changed an awful lot. Too much for
right.
some of us. But it's still a great town,
mm-hmm.
in a lot of ways. It just seems like, where'd all these folks come from? Where'd all the traffic come from?
You're trying to deal with it. What are you still finding pleasure in around town? Where are you still finding goodness in your communities?
Oh, you know, it's still got some lovely green space, and I'm retired now, and trying to do some writing, and I just enjoy occasionally getting out to the park and wandering around, playing a little tennis,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes if I need a little adult refreshment, mm-hmm. I'll go down to this or that bar around town, and enjoy myself and see some old friends.
Yeah. Well, it's been difficult, I guess, to physically see people in the last few weeks. How have you been faring through the pandemic?
Well, that's kind of that's interesting. I'm the sort of person, I like socializing, but by the same token, I can enjoy my solitude. It gives me time for writing and reading and trying to catch up on other things. And I don't mind being by myself in a lot of ways. I can cope with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still been a challenge, though, because you'd like to just put down that book and go out and see some people just when you want to. But this COVID situation has been a real challenge for that. And I've tried to abide by the rules and regulations because I'm a senior citizen now, and I'm part of that at-risk group.
Yeah.
That I can't really afford to get sick with this. It sounds like it doesn't play if you do get it, and I don't want to be a statistic.
Yeah.
So I've mostly stayed at home, tried to limit my contact with going out to shop for food and occasional essential things that I think I need, but take certain times when the weather's so beautiful, you want to go out and walk around a little bit, but mostly stay close to home.
Yeah. Well, we would have had an opportunity to get together and celebrate Black History and Black Culture this month on June 19th, which of course marks the anniversary of the announcement of the Emancipation Proclamation here in Texas. Have you ever participated in any Juneteenth celebrations before in Central Texas or San Antonio or Houston?
Yes. I'm mostly here in Austin. Every few years, it seems like I'd find myself being part of either watching some of the parade that usually took place on that holiday, or listening to a couple of speeches. UT was often the staging ground for some people marching from there to the Capitol and then over to East Austin to enjoy the festivities. And as I said, I would sometimes make an appearance and hang around and enjoy it. Not every year, but sometimes it's just too hot to get out there. And I wasn't up for it, but I do enjoy seeing some of the youngsters come together and some of the community come together and enjoy that day.
Well, as a member of Austin's Black community, does Juneteenth mark anything specific to you? Do you have any like general kind of reactions to that holiday and the existence of that date as a holiday?
I think of it as being an upbeat day, a positive day, and a way for our community to celebrate that we're still here and we're still trucking and trying to fight the daily battles that everyone fights, and recognizing that our ancestors had to go through a lot to put us in this position. So I think of Juneteenth as a good day, just like I think of MLK Day as a positive day, although that one has, a different meaning from Juneteenth. I often think MLK Day reminds us how much work we still need to do.
Versus Juneteenth, what does that remind you of?
Well, it's a festive day, but you also think about the Emancipation Proclamation coming to Texas. And the funny thing about Juneteenth, a little bit of irony, is that we didn't get notice of the proclamation until I think something like 18 months after it had been signed by President Lincoln. That took that long for the Union soldiers and the Union Army to land at Galveston and let us know that it had happened. Somehow the news hadn't passed through Texas itself. I guess some people weren't letting us in on that fact for some of that time.
You're right.
But I think of that as sometimes you still have to wait for good things to happen, and you have to keep yourself together and know that that day is coming. And Juneteenth sort of has that feel about it.
Yeah, that's really hopeful. And you mentioned earlier the sort of like daily struggles that members of the African American community live with and battle with every day. And those struggles are particularly evident right now, given the recent demonstrations after the police murders of Mike Ramos and Breonna Taylor and George Floyd in Minneapolis. Do you have any reactions to those demonstrations that are going on right now?
Well, like everyone should, I support the people protesting and asking for rights to be respected by all people in the United States, including the police, who are supposedly there to protect and serve. And I want Americans to remember that the right to protest is so essential, and the first thing that the Founding Fathers put in the Bill of Rights was that right to speak freely and bring your grievances to bear in a peaceful way. That's what Dr. King was all about. And I support that. It brings me down to see people taking advantage of that to loot and destroy stuff. Yet I understand people's anger too. And I think that folks should understand that while I have no problem with the police putting a stop to looting and violence, I don't think the police should come out with a broad brush and be shooting ammunition at people. And they don't seem to be making a distinction between people who are peacefully protesting and people who are doing bad things.
Right.
And I'm just sorry to see our streets in chaos and folks getting hurt because of a terrible mistake that the police made to trigger all this. But you know that folks have been under stress and hurting for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
This didn't start with George Floyd getting murdered. A lot of problems have been swept under the rug and ignored for so long. And those of us who are older know that a lot of these grievances go back a long, long way. And perhaps it's time for the rest of the nation, especially our white neighbors, to understand that and take a stand themselves to correct some of these problems.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just been, at the same time, it's been scary to see our president threatening his own citizens,
mm-hmm.
which is what's been going on, and that's just a mess, too. But we sort of know what we've got with Trump, and that's a shame.
Yeah, it really is. And it's been hopeful, I think, to see different community leaders in states turn down offers of more weapons to quell some of the demonstrations rejecting the National Guard and such.
And the fact that Trump himself has been telling people, oh, you want to dominate the protesters, you want to do this, you want to do that, while he in turn hides in the White House.
Right.
You know, hides in his bunker and literally turns off the lights to the White House. And the president sometimes forgets that he's our employee.
Yeah.
As well as the commander in chief, but he works for us. We don't work for him. And I think some people are forgetting that.
Yeah. Well, we definitely appreciate you bringing it up and bringing it to everyone's attention again, Gary. You're so good at that, pointing out the obvious things that are right under our noses.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if it makes a difference at all. I'm just one more person out here trying to, live my life.
Yeah.
And do that pursuit of happiness thing that we're all promised. But it's been challenging. Coming on top of the quarantine, it's been a tough struggle for everyone. But the fact that people care enough to go out there and say that they want something better, maybe that's the most hopeful thing going on. And it's a whole nother generation. You know, maybe it's time to let them move forward and do some leading. We oldsters, so we tried. We tried, but you know, we need that fresh energy as well.
Yeah.
And I'm pleased to see that and pleased to see them, you know, caring about it.
Right.
That's the good news.
Yeah, that is, it is. And it is really hopeful. And also we've got this, you know, even though there won't be a physical parade, we still have the hopefulness of the Juneteenth holiday. And like you mentioned, the real kind of like upliftingness of that commemoration to Black and Brown communities in Central Texas and all around the country. And also, go ahead.
You would mention that there would be a virtual Juneteenth celebration going on as well.
That's right. The George Washington Carver Museum and an organization called Six Square, which has a Black cultural district organization here in Austin, they are hosting a virtual Juneteenth celebration on the 19th, starting at 6 p.m. And I think it's going to be on their website and on Facebook and on Instagram. So folks can find that information about that date, or sorry, about that event by just searching Juneteenth 2020. And the event is called Stay Black and Live.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'll track it down.
Awesome. Well, Gary, thank you so much for your time and for your conversation. It's wonderful to talk to you as always. And we will keep in touch with your writing as things move forward.
Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Awesome. We'll talk soon. Bye, Gary.
Bye-bye.